ceremony still carries on, of course. If you left off traditions because you didn't know why they'd started, you'd be no better than a foreigner. Ridcully stood in the middle of the floor, looking upwards.
Tell me, senior wrangler, we never invited any women to Hogswatch Night Feast, did we?
Of course not, Arch-Chancellor, said the senior wrangler. He looked up in the dust-covered rafters, wondering what had caught Ridcully's eye. Good heavens, no, they'd spoil everything. I've always said so.
And all the maids have got the evening off until midnight?
A very generous custom, I've always said, said the senior wrangler, feeling his neck crick.
So why every year do we hang a damn great bunch of mistletoe up there?
The senior wrangler turned in a circle, still staring upwards.
Well, it's symbolic, Arch-Chancellor.
Huh?
The senior wrangler felt that something more was expected. He groped around in the dusty attics of his education.
Of the leaves, do you see? They're symbolic of green, do you see? Whereas the berries, in fact, yes, the berries symbolise white. Yes, white and green. Very symbolic.
He waited. He was not unfortunately disappointed.
What of?
The senior wrangler coughed.
I'm not sure that there has to be an of, he said.
Ah, so, said the Arch-Chancellor thoughtfully, it could be said that the white and green symbolise a small parasitic plant.
Yes, indeed, said the senior wrangler.
So mistletoe, in fact, symbolises mistletoe.
Exactly, Arch-Chancellor, said the senior wrangler, who was now just hanging on.
Funny thing, that, said Ridcully, in the same thoughtful tone of voice. That statement is either so deep it would take a lifetime to fully comprehend every particle of its meaning, or it is a load of absolute tosh. Which is it, I wonder?
It could be both, said the senior wrangler, desperately.
And that comment, said Ridcully, is either very perceptive or very trite.
It might be both.
Don't push it, senior wrangler.
There was a hammering on the outer door.
Ah, that'll be the Wassailers, said the senior wrangler, happy for the distraction. They call on us first every year. I personally have always liked the lily-white boys, you know.
The Arch-Chancellor glanced up at the mistletoe, gave the beaming man a sharp look and opened the little hatch in the door.
Well now, wassailing you fellows, he began. Oh well, I must say you might have picked a better time.
A hooded figure stepped through the wood of the door, carrying a limp bundle over its shoulder. The senior wrangler stepped backwards quickly.
Oh, no, not tonight.
And then he noticed that what he had taken for a robe had lace around the bottom, and the hood, while quite definitely a hood, was nevertheless rather more stylish than the one he had first mistaken it for.
"Putting down or taking away?" said Ridcully.
Susan pushed back her hood.
"I need your help, Mr. Ridcully," she said.
"Aren't you Death's granddaughter?" said Ridcully. "Didn't I meet you a few—"
"Yes," sighed Susan.
"And are you helping out?" said Ridcully.
His waggling eyebrows indicated the slumbering figure over her shoulder.
"I need you to wake him up," said Susan.
"Some sort of miracle, you mean?"
said the senior wrangler, who was a little behind.
"He's not dead," said Susan. "He's just resting."
"That's what they all say," the senior wrangler quavered.
Ridcully, who was somewhat more practical, lifted the O-God's head. There was a groan.
"Looks a bit under the weather," he said.
"He's the god of hangovers," said Susan. "The O-God of hangovers."
"Really?" said Ridcully. "Never had one of those myself. Funny thing, I can drink all night and feel as fresh as a daisy in the morning."
The O-God's eyes opened. Then he soared towards Ridcully and started beating him on the chest with both fists.
"You utter, utter bastard! I hate you, I hate you, hate you, hate you!"
His eyes shut and he slid down to the floor.
"What was all that about?" said Ridcully. "I think it was some kind of nervous reaction," said Susan diplomatically. "Something nasty's happened tonight. I'm hoping he can tell me what it is, but he's got to be able to think straight first."
"And you brought him here," said Ridcully.